All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, June 11th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have just MLB on this Tuesday, but we do have the US Open coming up here on Thursday, and then we will have game three of the NBA Finals coming up shortly here as well. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. And third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But special announcement today, did want to remind you guys about our Birdie Battle promotion here. It is a giveaway we are doing during the golf season here. And normally, for the top finisher for every week, we give away a custom SaberSim golf hat and an entry into our end of the season Masters free roll. Well, on top of this, for this very special week here, one time thing, we are going to be giving away our SaberSim custom golf bag. And I will pull up a picture so you guys can see what that looks like. So on top of the other prizes here, we are going to be giving away this SaberSim custom golf bag for the top finisher in the birdie contest this upcoming week. So check it out. It is a awesome promotion, free to participate. Just follow the rules shown here on our promotions page. I already dropped the link in the chat for you guys to check out, but should be a fun week, and we are excited about it, hoping to have another SaberSim logo at the top of the Millie Maker. But wanted to make that announcement for you all today before pulling up SaberSim and jumping into our questions here. So going to get SaberSim pulled up now, and we will start with questions that come in the Office Hours channel first, as always, and then jump over to the live YouTube chat. So first question here from Sick Hemi, and the question is, can you explain if boosting projections on hitters for MLB will have them show up more in your lineups, basically? And so the easiest way to think about this, the way that I prefer to think about this, is in terms of a percentage boost, right? So, you know, boosting somebody like Paul Skeens 2 points is going to have a different impact than boosting a batter like Anthony Volpe 2 points, because Skeens is projected for 22 points and Volpe is projected for 9, right? So that 2 point projection for Volpe is going to be relatively have a bigger impact for him than it will for somebody like Skeens, right? But the easiest way to check this out, right, is to first or just run a default build and basically pick a player, right? So I'm going to run a build here, 20 max, 10 to 50K, 500 lineups. And we will pick, we'll do it for both of those players that we just mentioned, right? Paul Skeens and Anthony Volpe. Right now, no projection adjustments for either player. And we are just going to see what their default exposures are on this build that we run. And then I will make some notes so we can track this change and see what kind of impact it has. So Skeens, well, just making some notes for myself here, and then we'll do like a pre-adjustment and then post-adjustment, and then we'll just see what a 2 point difference does. Or let's do, when I recommend that people do these, I say do like 10 to 20% here, right? So we're going to do plus 10% boost here for both players. So default, and we will look at the pool exposure actually here, because it's going to be a little more intuitive as to what we're trying to measure. So in my pool right now on this default build, I have Skeens at about 34%. And then when I jump over to my batters and we go to the Yankees, I have Vulpin about 9%. Okay. So 34% and then 9%. Well, now I'm going to go open up a new build. And then what I'm going to do is go find those two players. So Skeens is projected for 21.92 points. So I'm going to give him a 2.2% ish boost. So that's going to get him up to 24.12, just like 10% there. And then if I go over to the Yankees, 10% is going to bring Volp up to 9.9. And then now I'm going to go and run another build, default settings, 500 lineups. And then let's just kind of see the impact that this has. So adjusting projections are one way to basically kind of nudge the builder in the direction that you're trying to go. Like, hey, I think these players are going to do better than their average projection. I want to, you know, give them a little bit of a boost. Well, that's one way, right? But it is a little bit looser of a way to do this. If you want to basically guarantee that these players get in your lineups, the better way to do this is with the mini uniques, but I will talk about, I'm sorry, with a minimum exposure, but I will talk about that way after the fact here. All right. So going back here, now when I go to my pool exposure after this 10% boost, Skeens is in 51% of my pool lineups here. So that's up 17%. And then from 34%. And then Volpe has gone from 9% up to 13%. So a 4% increase there. So you can see how like the raw projection adjustment does matter a little bit, right? Skeens goes up 17%. Volpe goes up 4% here. But either way, both of them did increase here, right? So we see their overall pool exposure going up. So that's one thing. That's one way to do it. Now, what's interesting here, right, is if we look at our actual exposures in our top 20 lineups sorted by Saber score, we have no lineups with Volpe. Percent of our lineups. So if we're sitting here like, okay, you know, we want to get to these two players, this projection adjustment worked for one, but didn't really work for the other. Well, what should I do, right? Well, what I would do is just clone my build with my projection adjustments. And then I would go to the Yankees. And what I would do is I would just come in here to this minimum exposure column, making sure I'm on the all column. This is where I prefer to make those adjustments. Go to minimum exposure and then change his 0% to, let's say, 15%, right? We want to get at least 15% of our lineups that have him. If we have 20 lineups, we want to have, you know, at least three lineups with him in it. So then I'm going to come in here and I'm going to do the same thing, right? I'm going to set my minimum exposure of 15%. I'm going to leave the projection adjustment and then I'm going to run my build here on default settings. And then we will see what ends up happening here. So two things should happen. First is we should have at least 15% exposure to this player in the entire pool. And then beyond that, we should have at least 15% exposure to that player within our top 20 lineups. So these exposure adjustments work twofold. First on the pool level, and then it looks at how many lineups are in the My Lineups box and then applies it to that secondarily. So lineups are loading. Again, we're looking at our top 20 lineups here. I'm filtered for the Yankees. And then when I come in here, automatically I see that I have Volpe at 15%. And then I have him in 31. He ends up being in a lot more lineups overall. So that is how that works. And that is how I would use those tools. All right, question from Adam. Hey, Andrew, for slates where we have info well ahead of time, some MLB slates, I've been simming contests multiple times to find lineups that come up as sim ROI positive in all of them. I've noticed that in a lot of smaller contests, there are lineups that rate plus EV in one or two sims, and then in the third will be minus EV. So anyway, how would you recommend filtering lineups or making a custom metric that integrates the results of all three sims? I've just been filtering out a minimum sim ROI, but it's a bit time consuming. Okay, so I do want to just like talk about probably why this is happening a little bit overall. So if you come into our and you come into the app and you go and look at the field lineups, right? You can see these in the contest tab. So when you open up the field lineups, you're going to see that we have, I believe, 10,000 field lineups per bucket, right? Well, let's say you're playing a smaller type of contest, right? Let's go to all contests and maybe you are playing, let's say the 3 max $5 contest, the 5-tool player. This contest only has 951 entries. Well, what happens when there's only 951 entries? So basically, every time we run the contest sim, we are going to randomly select 951 lineups, the size of the contest. We're going to select 951 lineups from the 10,000, run the contest sim, provide the sim ROI metrics, and then we're going to go and do that a second time, a third time, all the way up to 100,000 times. Remember, we're running the contest sim 100,000 times. So every time we run the contest sim, we are randomly grabbing 951 different lineups or different combinations from the original 10,000 here. So that is what is happening. So this is why you can run, you know, contest sims and basically get different results. You're not going to get the same result every time because one, we are taking a different set of field lineups, but then two, we are taking a single sim of how each game on the slate plays, and that can play out differently as well. So you have this like kind of two factors of different sims being used each time you run the contest sim, right? Now, the ownership will smooth out over such a big sample size, but you know, combining it with the game sim outputs, that's why you end up getting these different results. So, you know, as far as your kind of process here, you know, I understand like what you're trying to do. You're like, hey, if this signup grades out well in this contest, the signup grades out well in that contest, and a third contest, it's probably a really good lineup, right? You're trying to take these different levels of, you know, check marks almost like, hey, you know, checks the box in this contest, checks the box in that contest, checks the box in this third contest. This is probably a solid lineup. I get it. I don't know if that needs to be like your end all be all kind of, measuring stick for a lineup. Like, oh, if it doesn't do this, then it's a bad lineup. I don't know if I like love that thinking here. But, you know, some of this is hard to answer, right? Some of this is going to be a little bit more art than science. Some of this is going to be what makes sense to you. What makes sense to you might not make sense to some other person. Ultimately, there's a lot of different paths to victory. You can be a sim bro. You could be a hand builder. You could be a ball knower. You could be somebody who just trusts, you know, has custom software and just trusts it, right? Like there's a lot of different ways to do it. So I don't have a good answer to your question, like right off of the bat here. I would probably have to think about it more and, you know, get back to you. But if you're looking for like feedback and ideas here, I think posting something maybe like in the pro channel in Discord and getting some thoughts there is like probably like a good place to ask a question, ask a question like that. So that would be my best advice is seek some opinions, from other like similar type players and users. All right, question from Demetrius. Can you go over your MLB process? For ROI greater than zero. Yeah, sure. So let's, you know, open up a fourth build here. So opening up a new build, you know, I talk a lot like how, you know, in NBA, I'm trying to like find like inefficiencies and things like that with like minutes and things like that. With MLB, I'm not doing some of this research. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying like I don't have a good feel for like the type of research around pitchers and pitches, maybe it would be like somewhere you could start. But as far as like what I'm doing, I'm not really doing any of that, right? I'm coming in here, making two small adjustments to projections. Going into my settings, setting up my build settings for the biggest contest that I'm playing. So, you know, if I'm playing a number of different contests, I always want to set my build settings to the biggest, dropping my min salary down just because I like to allow all types of lineups, even if they end up being lower salary. Setting up don't use batters against opposing pitchers, default rule here. And then I am running 5,000 lineups, but I would only, I'm only building 500 for the sake of time here. And then after this is done, right? Second question was, do you set your mini-leagues before or after you set your filter for ROI greater than zero? So basically what I want to do here is I want to come in, I want to set up my and after that is when I finally want to start adjusting exposures, and that includes adjusting mini uniques here. So that is like what I would say is a good process here, right? And I'm just going to set up a default contest sim under the contest sim settings. I'm not going to pick a specific contest. So I'm just going to set up default contest sim so we can use it. So it'd be this, you know, build lineups, let the lineups load, run the contest sim. I'm just going to sort by exposure here because that's mostly what I want to look at. And I mostly care to look at my pitchers first. Like I look at pitchers and batters separately here. So once this contest sim finishes, and we're just letting it go for a second. All right, contest sim is done. Switch my sorting metric. Going to go and switch it to risk-adjusted ROI. And then at this point is when I would set this ROI filter. So show lineups with ROI greater than zero. So it's going to trash a number of lineups here. And then I would start adjusting mini-uniques, right? And I would also scroll down to the last lineup in my set of lineups so I could just see how far down in the pool I'm going. So that 5 mini-uniques at lineup 37. 7 mini-uniques at lineup 50. Maybe we can get to 8 here. 8 mini-uniques, lineup 30, lineup 91. Wow. Wonder if we can get to 9. At 9, we run out of lineups, right? Our number of lineups drops down to 14, basically saying, hey, there are not 20 lineups that match that criteria. So we could jump this back up to 8 here and feel pretty comfortable about it, right? Our last lineup in our set of lineups is sim ROI 27%. Our top pitcher exposure is 40%. Really, really flat here. You know, you could see all of the leverages are less than positive 10%. And then we jump over to our batters. And then our top exposed batter is 20%. Again, very, very small leverages here. So personally, this might not be enough risk for me. This might be like a little bit too flat. I'm somebody who probably be like, okay, you know, maybe I want to try 7 here just to be able to get a little bit higher leverage to some players here that I think like may be in a good spot here, right? So like, you know, but at this point, it's personal preference, right? It is, hey, you know, I can get to 8. But I kind of like how my exposures and leverages look at 7. So I'm going to go with 7, right? Like that is a totally personal choice. And it's going to be up to you to decide what the right number is for you, right? And we look, you know, we're very, very flat as well under team stacks. So that is essentially what I'm doing here and the process that I'm trying to follow. All right. A little bit of a follow-up here from Adam, from Demetrius. Demetrius said, should I set the number of lineups I'm playing before I set the mini-uniques? When should I do that? Yes. So I would set that before because the number of lineups in your My Lineups box is going to affect how many mini-uniques you can get to, right? If I have 500 lineups and I need 20 lineups, well, that's a lot different than if I need 150, right? So set that number up first and then start adjusting your mini uniques. All right. Question from Charles. I have one ticket into the FanDuel Monster tonight, which is a 600 player pool, 18 max. What do you suggest is the best approach? Build a sim for a high stakes 20 max and play the best risk adjusted ROI lineups. Good question. So what I would recommend is, you know, your build settings are basically going to be a 20 max, right? One thing that I've experimented with here is, like, you know, when you come in here, you set this to 20 max, you set this to 1 to 10K entries, you know, your sim diversity does come down, but you kind of got to think about, like, hey, this is a higher stakes contest. These are, you know, better players in the DFS lobby. I am a fan of increasing sim diversity 1 to 2 ticks here and just saying, like, hey, you know, although it's a smaller contest, the field is going to be sharper. So I still need a good amount of upside in my lineup. So that's one thing there. And then if you are on FanDuel, and I go over to FanDuel for the main, we should have this contest in our list here. So if you go to the contest tab, you go to all contests, the monster. So when I right click on it from the contest tab and I click add contest sim, it's going to auto select it to a high stakes 20 max set of field lineups. So I think that's good. And as far as the sortie metric, I would still recommend using risk adjusted ROI. It's still going to be taking ROI into account. And, you know, I think it's a fine metric for the contest in question. Anthony says, is there a way to include weather updates, including wind direction for the listed games? It's frustrating to set lineups and then find out a game might be rained out. So we don't have weather in the app. I do want to let you know that, you know, we do understand temperature. We understand wind speed and wind direction. All of those things are taken account into our MLB model or taken into account in the model. If you're looking for a weather resource, I would check out the RotoGrinders free weather dashboard run by Kevin Roth. It's a very well-known resource in the DFS industry. And, you know, I would just pull this up every day when you go to build your lineups. I just dropped the link here in the YouTube chat. He does a great job of, you know, breaking it down very, very simply so you can, you know, make decisions based around, you know, whether or not a game has postponement risk, rained out, if it's good weather for hitting, etc. here. So check that out. It's going to be the best resource for you. But all right, looks like we're all caught up with questions here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. Appreciate you guys tuning in as always. I will be right back here tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.